Okay, everybody, no fancy intro on this one. I was actually leaving the studio today and I saw an email from one of our members who felt like the questions that I had suggested, the Connect openers that I had suggested in lesson 22 were maybe a little more business oriented and more along the lines of what I'm doing now with consulting. And I will come out and say that's where my brain is right now. And anyway, I challenged myself. I just said, I'm going to sit down. I gave myself, turned on probably a 30-minute timer. Wrote until I stopped. I just counted, got 25 questions that are 100% entertainer focused. And I'm telling you, I am pushing you. So this is going to be episode 22A. Never had a 22A, but that's all right. I was called out for not making these entertainer focused enough. And I stand by that any of these questions for a given familiarity level are excellent. I would stand by any of them. And I'm calling you to rise up. And what I mean by that is I'm calling you to see yourself as more than just a service provider for these entertainers. And those questions that I gave you will position you as more than a simple entertainer for hire, a gun for hire. It's how I made my connections as an entertainer, and it's how I've gone on to do more with clients that's outside the entertainment realm than what I was originally hired for. It's by asking these kinds of questions for rising up, for playing at that level. So, and I'm challenging you to do it. It's what I'm here to do with you and for you. I can give you more suggestions that are 100% entertainer friendly. I set my timer and I went and wrote. And know this, know that additional chapters of your life await you. And one of my goals in the Platinum Club is to prepare you and to help you even see, squeegee off the lenses and look outside of that, because there is a leadership position waiting for all of us. And I know you make your living doing what you're doing right now. I get it, heard it loud and clear. And, you know, like I've often stood for, and I say it in Showbiz Blueprint, if one person is willing to say something, I know there are more who are thinking it. So let's dig into these 25 new questions straight from the fingers, from the mind, from the brains, from the emails of the Raspini brothers over 33, 34 years that I've used for conversation openers. Let's get going. Here we go. You pick the level on these. I'm not going to break these up. Print these out. Have them where you want them. And circle two groups. In one color, the green ones, circle the ones that seem easy for you, and circle the ones that seem hard and scary for you in red, and challenge yourself to use those ones in red. They'll open up doors that you're not currently looking through right now. What have you seen work well at your group meetings? What are you doing to keep your meetings engaging? Have you attended a meeting that included live entertainment? What was it? How did it work? You know, on all of these, some of these may be yes or no questions, but you're responsible for the follow-up. Tell me about it. How did it work? What were your impressions of it? Use all of these as jumping off points for conversations. Have you noticed a reduction in focus at your meetings? Everyone has. So get something that's an easy yes and get them to talk more about it. How might your group benefit from customized interactive entertainment? Very, very open-ended question that will lead to a great conversation, a great connection, and for you to then have an invitation to create. All right, let's dig into this. Keep going. What's keeping your conference from greatness? What would make your meetings an annual highlight for you and your attendees? Powerful question. You're giving them the platform on which to dream, on which to just kind of wave that magic wand and say, yeah, here's something that would do that. Do you regularly use entertainment at your meetings? Could be a yes or a no question, but it also leads into you asking a why or why not. What have you experienced? What's possible? Any of these other questions that I'm talking about here could be your number 2, 3, 4, 5 follow-up question. So have this list in front of you while you're working this. How do you typically kick off your first general session? A lot of the big question that a lot of companies don't think about. The ones that do have radically successful conferences. I've been at hundreds of those over the course of my life, but when something like Raspini Brothers or, you know, your act is the first thing at a general session, it sets a bar for the entire meeting that is unlike anything that they're normally doing. What would you like your attendees to feel before, during, and after your event? You're going to have to add a word into that one. Here, I'll just do it right here. What would you like? Oh, see, I'm running out of room. That's why I probably didn't do it. This is a big one. If you can get people talking about this type of thing, you're going to win real quick. So what would you like your attendees to feel before, during, and after an event? A standby classic of the Barry School of Business of booking his shows. Let's go to screen three here. How would you rate engagement at your event? Good one. How would you rate attendee satisfaction at your last meeting? What part of your event would you redesign if you could? This is the great kind of open-ended question that I just love asking. It gets people talking, thinking, painting pictures that they never would have even talked about. What part of your event would you redesign if you could? Do your VIPs get the public recognition they deserve? A great question, and a situation that every single one of us could solve if they say no, they don't, and I'd like to do something about that. Are your attendees sitting through agendas, sitting through the agenda without an amazement break? It's a good question. I've used that word before, brain break, amazement break. These are good questions. Continuing, let's pretend this year's meeting could be the best ever. What would need to change? Another great open-ended question. Specifically, what on your agenda turns your stomach? That's a good one. That's something you probably want to ask to someone whose event you've been at before or someone you have a connection with. Probably not a great opening question. Let's imagine 10 times the impact at your next meeting. I didn't write the end of this, but you would follow this up with what would have to change? What would have to be different? What can you imagine? All right. Ask me any question about increasing engagement. This one kind of positions you as an expert. Is a great bridge for connection. Ask me any question about increasing engagement. What would it mean to bring real magic to your next event? And you don't have to be a magician for this kind of thing, but use that metaphorical magic. What would it mean to bring real magic to your event, to your attendees, to your staff, to your company's bottom line? What would all that mean? Continuing on, who deserves special recognition at this year's event? This is a great time for them to be able to acknowledge, our sales team, our distribution team, our warehouse managers, our C-level managers, our newest employees, get them talking about recognition. It's another thing that a lot of people don't think about at meetings, which has been some of the great bedrocks of special events that we've done over the years. What surprises are planned for this year's attendees? That's something you can ask any level of connection that you get. Cold calls all the way up to people you've worked for in the past. What surprises are planned for this year's attendees? Would you be up for surprising your attendees? This is kind of a fun one because this one is great. You know what I love about this one is it puts them in the place of possibility. Of thinking about something that they're currently maybe not even thinking about, but would I be up for that? What would that even look like? What would it look like? And am I up for it, for surprising attendees at this conference? Yeah, it's a good question. What? Would you like your meetings to be remembered? Would you like your meetings to be remembered? Yeah, I would. And the follow-up question to that is, what surprises are planned for this year's attendees? Look at any of these. Oops, I went way too far back. What are you going to do to keep your attendees engaged? A lot of these could be good follow-up questions to that one there about, these are all good. Holy cow. Who wrote these? He kept going. Would you be up for surprising your attendees? So, that's a great one. Someone's going to say yes to that. And they'll say, what do you have in mind? And then be ready with some of these follow-ups. Would you like your meetings to be remembered? I love this one. What if people were tweeting about how great your meeting was? These are the kind of things, you guys, 25 questions right there. just off the top of my head, like I said, do the green and red exercise on this one. Just jump in and see which of these do you feel comfortable doing, which one of these scare the hell out of you, and ask a combination of them. Keep playing with them. And I will go back to that first slide, you guys. I swear I am challenging you to rise up. Just be the bigger version of yourself. Pretend you had to do something bigger right now. Pretend you had to be more than just a vendor for your entertainers. We are prepping for the additional chapters of your life, of your career as an entertainer. And I will stand by any of these questions for any level of familiarity. And I'm calling you to rise up and be more. All right, you guys, that is episode 22A, 25 more questions aimed directly at entertainers to create the connection so that you can go to the invitation and you can create for them and then propose and make the magic numbers on that money game that we're going to be starting on February 1st just fly through the roof and play easy. All right, you guys, I will see you soon. Have fun with this stuff. We're not saving children. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.